Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, it's time again for that semi-annual cattle inventory report from USDA. Now, most trade estimates we've seen this week have lower numbers again this time around for all cattle and calves. Now, the calf crop and beef cows that have calved. But this is a very important report today. It gives us an idea of the things like heifer retention. And we talked earlier today about disbursement, breaks things down as far as dairy cattle, bulls, steers, so on. The report is out. So what did the numbers actually look like today?
Well, I don't think there's any huge surprises out there. The biggest thing is we continue to see our herd decline, which is not a surprise after going through the liquidation and culling that we saw take place in 2011 due to the dry weather. We was expecting to see these numbers continue to work their way lower. And don't be surprised when we come back a year from now, we could see a little bit more downside. Hopefully we start to stabilize a little bit. But when you look at all cattle and calves as of January 1 of 2012, it came in 2% below a year ago at 90.8 million head. This is the lowest cattle inventory we've had since 1952, when it was 88.1 million head. Now, in the state of Texas, we saw a decline from last year of 11%. Oklahoma declined 12%, Kansas 3%, but Nebraska gained 4%. This was on all cattle and calves. Now, on all cows and heifers that have calved, we had a decline of 2% at 39.1 million head. We saw a decline in the beef cows of 3%, but only a 1% decline in dairy cows versus a year ago. Now, on all cows and heifers that have calved, Texas declined 12% versus a year ago, Oklahoma down 14%, Kansas down 3%, and Nebraska up 6%. Now, as you've seen in these last two categories, Nebraska's gain, mainly a displacement of these cattle from the southern plains up to Nebraska, where they had more rain, more feed stuff, and more pasture. Total calves outside the feed yards, 25.7 million head, 4% below what we were a year ago. Also, the 2011 calf crop came in at 35.3 million head, down 1% from a year ago, the smallest calf crop since 1950. And cattle grazing on small grain pastures came in at 1.59 million head, a decline of 1%. That's only down 10,000 head from a year ago. I don't see as this having a huge impact. There was no big surprises. Yes, it could be supportive to the market, but we did see a nice rally in our cattle going into the close today.